to all of the naysayers and to all of those that would like to destroy the future of the greatest country in the world, our message to them is the same as my grandfather's. Them that's going, get on the wagon. Them that ain't, get out of the way.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Solutions for a better America.
This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us because you know we're going to tell you the truth. Give you the facts because we want you to be better informed to help make this a better United States of America. Thank you for joining us. Before I get into the three big things you need to know, I want to share with you a reminder that Reverend Kenny Alexander shared with the congregation yesterday. As a reminder for 2018, make the most of the time you have. In 2018, he referenced a poem that was popularized by the late Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, entitled, Life is Just a Minute. Many of you all have heard me say it before, but it is a great reminder as we go into 2018 about the fact that tomorrow is not promised to any of us, and today is a gift. The poem goes, life is just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon you, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to you to use it. You must suffer if you lose it. Give an account if you abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but your eternity is in it. Make the most of the time you have in 2018. Now, three big things you need to know. First, the big game. The National Football Championship is tonight here in Atlanta, as most of you all know. And as it turns out, the city is prepared for 100,000 people converging on the city of Atlanta and Mercedes-Benz Stadium. One of the big storylines that you've heard the reporters talk about, sports reporters, is the matchup between Nick Saban and one of his former assistants, Coach Kirby Smart of Georgia. But Kirby Smart says he isn't thinking about his former boss, Nick Saban.
There's some things you can't control. I don't control what Alabama does. Our focus is on us. Our focus and concentration is on being the best us we can be. We're excited for our opportunity.
And Alabama head coach Nick Saban has nothing but praise for his former defensive coordinator and now Georgia head coach Kirby Smart.
Kirby's an outstanding coach. There's no doubt about it. He did a fabulous job for us. I think it's a real tribute to him and the players to be able to get in this position.
It's Kirby Smart's second year at Georgia, and we are in a final national championship game. That is quite an accomplishment. Quite an accomplishment. Now, there are a couple of things that I want to remind you all of. It is a football game. It is not life or death. It's a football game. Now, I had someone ask me the other day, Shannon B., why am I such an avid Georgia supporter, Georgia football fan? Well, my story goes back quite a ways, but I'm a Georgia fan for a number of reasons. One, I was raised in Georgia. Two, I live here in Georgia now. And three, and probably one of the most important reasons, my daughter and my daughter-in-law are graduates of the University of Georgia. Now, when you consider in the early decades of the history of this state, that wasn't always possible. But it is today. That's the most important thing. What's possible today? And so, those are some of the reasons that I'm a big Georgia fan. And yes, In case you hadn't figured it out, I will be pulling for the Georgia Bulldogs in tonight's game, rooting for. Now, the President of the United States is going to come to the football game. I had somebody ask me just this morning, why? He likes football. What's so bad about that? Nothing. He likes football. So he wants to come to the game in the midst of all of the other stuff that he's dealing with and on and on and on. Now, because the president is coming to the football game, it wouldn't be normal if there weren't some protests. You see, the NAACP, who's looking for relevance, they are urging people to wear white and hold anti-Trump signs on Monday. Another group says demonstrators will take a knee before the big game to protest President Donald Trump's visit to Atlanta. Here's the idiocy of that. First, have they forgotten about the accomplishments of this administration in the first year and how all people benefit? Not just white people, not just rich people. But you see, it's all part of the TDS, Trump derangement syndrome effect. They got to protest this president because that's the narrative out there. Resist, obstruct, and protest. But let me tell y'all a little secret if you happen to be a Democrat sympathizer. The narrative is wearing thin. The narrative is wearing thin because a lot of people are not stupid. A lot of people are not gullible. A lot of people are beginning to think for themselves, so they're not going to blindly follow the NAACP, and a lot of these other organizations are protesting a guy who, with his leadership, has helped to achieve some spectacular results, politically speaking, during his first year in office. Because those that are anti-Trump, they don't have another credible alternative to what he's doing. And another thing, the NAACP wants to protest Trump, but they probably didn't tell a lot of their followers slash supporters that black unemployment hit the lowest record in history in the month of December. Probably didn't tell them that. They probably didn't bother to tell black people that nearly 100 million people have 401ks or IRAs, and if you have a 401k or an IRA, the value of it should be up substantially because of positive tone from the top of this president and being able to pass the tax plan. Probably didn't tell them that. But they're probably out there beating the drum about this trash book that came out, or they're beating the drum about accusations that this president may be mentally unfit. Based upon what? Folks, all I'm trying to get you to do is to open your eyes and think for yourself. Results matter. Results matter. Not media narrative, not speculative theories. Results matter. And the results speak for themselves if people want to hear them. Second big thing that you need to be mindful of, TDS is here to stay. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, they can't help themselves. And after nearly a year as President of the United States unvinced, the TDS is going to continue to be around. This guy by the name of Michael Wolff is getting a lot of media coverage about his new book, which has been basically discounted, declared false by any and everybody who knows any and anything about this president and this administration. Now, listen to this. Michael Wolff, the author of this trash that's going around, says his book is not about him.
This book is not about my view of Donald Trump. It is about the view of all of the people closest to him.
Well, all of the people closest to him have declared this author not credible, and they have declared the book full of lies. I'm not going to follow the rest of the media and spend too much time talking about it. They spend more time talking about what they're talking about and what they're talking about when all of it is trash to begin with. All it does is stir the pot and help this guy make more money. If you do not like this president, you're going to love that book, which is a bunch of trash. If you do like this president, you're not going to buy the book. I know I'm not. But it is clear, folks, that it is here to stay. And it is here to stay simply because the Democrats, the liberal media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, that's what I mean by liberal media. They're in a hole and they can't stop digging. That's an old saying, if you're in a hole, you ought to stop digging, but they won't stop digging. You see, their integrity used to be very valued. Not anymore. They are still holding on to the narrative that this president should not be president and hope that enough people will jump off the Trump train and jump into the hole with them. There are no signs that this is not, there's no signs that this is happening. It simply isn't happening. And when I come back, I'll give you the third big thing you need to know. You're listening to The Herman Cain Show.
Credible. Credible. Experienced. Engaging. Herman Cain.
He keeps it real. He gives it to you as it is.
Daily solutions for a better America.